While normal life takes a time out due to the coronavirus, millions of Americans are working and learning online. Badgers basketball star Dimitri Trice and his teammates grabbed their gear and headed home early when the curtain came down on the season. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name's Greg Stewart, and this program is one of over 20 that you help us sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And with limited walk-ins to non-essential places, you're welcome to go online at WWIB.com. If you want to support the show with a tax-deductible donation, WWIB.com. Just click on the Giving tab there, and you will help sustain this program. Again, your contribution is tax-deductible. Dimitri Trice, the six-foot redshirt junior guard, is back with me from his home digs there in Huber Heights, Ohio, and we are sure glad to have him again on the show. So long-distance learning, I guess, for you right now. In fact, you and I talked just a few days ago as you were taking finals for the semester. Tell me about how studying, about being a student athlete is going for you, Dimitri.
So I'm still in school. I'm still taking my online classes. I had two in-class classes that I was taking at school, and then I had one online. So my online one didn't change, but the other two have definitely been different. There were in-class assignments and things that I actually had to go and be in person, signing and stuff like that. It's been totally different, but yeah, I'm still finishing up those. I actually have another exam later this week, but it's just been totally different with it being online rather than in person. Assignments have changed. It's totally different, especially for the teachers.
Yeah, for sure. You're a communication arts major there. Last time we talked about the Big Ten Conference, and Big Ten Tournament was canceled. That's about when things shut down for college basketball as you guys were preparing to head to Indy for the Big Ten Tournament. How many conference teams do you think would have made the big dance?
Honestly, I think it was up to like 10, at least. 10 different teams could have easily made the tournament. I know some teams at the end dropped off. At one point there was up to like 12, I think, or 11 teams that were definitely going to be. I know it was the biggest conference to have the most teams in it, though.
Yeah, Big Ten is one of the toughest, if not the toughest, college basketball conference in the country. What is it like to play in this league where you guys are all beating up on each other from December through March?
Yeah, honestly, I believe the Big Ten is the best conference from top to bottom. Because unlike every other conference, anybody can beat anybody at any time. Even Northwestern takes down topper teams that are the upper half of the conference that were fighting for number one spots, things like that, like towards the end of the season, and they're in last place. So it's honestly really tough. Playing against teams day in and day out because there's no gimme games. There's no games that you can relax to say you don't have to bring your A game for this one. No matter who you're playing in the Big Ten, you have to bring your A game because anybody can beat anybody at any time.
Mm-hmm. So a 5-5 start for your team this last season, including 5 straight road losses. And then you rally to go 16-5. The rest of the way. Dimitri, what happened? I mean, why the total 180 for Wisconsin basketball this year?
It's honestly tough because with everything that happened throughout the season to our team and what was really going on, it is really tough to say. Honestly, I think that our whole demeanor changed, really, on and off the court. I think that the team really rallied around each other. I think after Kobe King decided to leave, and then we had some staff issues with people leaving and things like that, I think our team really rallied around each other. I think the coaches did a great job of changing their demeanor towards players and how they coached us, and I think we just fed off each other's energy really well, and we just really rallied around each other and around that time in January, I think, is when we really meshed well together, and then we had a really good February moving into March, and I think that's the biggest thing, is that we really stuck together, and throughout everything that we went through this year, starting with Coach Moore and his family, and then obviously losing Kobe and Coach our strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah, so when Kobe transferred out, did that sort of force you to reevaluate your role?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Kobe was a really big part of our offense and our defense, being another athlete. He was our second leading scorer at the time, and it definitely made me realize that there's a lot of things that are going to be left on the table, whether that's rebounds on the defensive end, a scoring on the offensive end. So, yeah, I had to change my mindset and be a little bit more aggressive, and that honestly brought the other guys, their intensity up a little bit, and then you had other players start to step up, and ending the season with the way we did with, like, 5-6 different leading scorers at different times was a big goal of ours, a big stepping stone.
All right, so you guys finish on a high note, one of the hottest teams in the nation, winning 8 straight going into the Big Ten tournament. But you got there via the 5-5 start, and really, really rough early part of the season. And I think we'll turn back the clock to that and talk about what it was like to go through the lowest point of the campaign this year with you next time on Sports and Commentary. So, Demetric, have a great day. Until then, appreciate you taking the time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.